fine.
I'm totally serious about that, too.
Presenting Jiggy Jaguar.
Welcome to the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar radio program, the Transmedia Worldwide Studios in the Great Salt City of Atchison, Kansas, 2 Central, 3 Eastern, and of course 12 Pacific and 1 p.m. Mountain Standard, 24/7 at JiggyJaguar.com on the TuneIn apps and Radio Loyalty, and our podcast is available over there at JiggyJaguar.com. We've got a fantastic guest with us today. Before we get to our guest, let's talk about our incredible new website. You can check out kjagradio.com. It has a listing of everything on there, all the different nonprofits that we're involved with, all the different radio platforms, the radio shows, links to the online magazines and print magazines. We have everything. Check it out over there at kjagradio.com. Also, when you get a chance, go over to our Sunday show radio program website. It's jiggyjaguar.net. All sorts of different things, interviews and all sorts of things available over there on the program. Nancy Addison is with us today. We're going to go to her here in just a few moments. Let's talk a little bit about Nancy. She is a fantastic speaker. She is a spokeswoman for health, and she's the author of Holistic Nutrition. She's also a nutrition coach, a speaker. Check out her website, organichealthylifestyle.com. That's organichealthylifestyle.com. And Nancy, let's talk a little bit about the website. First of all, welcome to the program. Tell me about the website, organichealthylifestyle.com. Tell me all about it.
Hi, James. It's so nice to be here. And, yeah, my website talks a lot about health and nutrition. I have a great blog where I update recipes and give health advice and nutritional advice kind of year-round on a, you know, sometimes seasonal basis. And I update different things that are going on about, you know, what's going on in the news today having to do with health or nutrition or wellness.
Now, you've got a great new book. It's called Raising Healthy Children. You've got a free excerpt up on your Facebook page. It's facebook.com/author Nancy Addison. Health, nutrition, information, resources, recipes, everything inside of the great book, Raising Healthy Children. Tell me about Raising Healthy Children. How did you come up with the idea to write this great book?
Well, it's my third book. How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian was my first book. And Alive and Cooking was my second book. And one of the things I realized was, you know, I had two grown, really healthy children, and I had so many wonderful tips and tricks and recipes to share with people, so I thought I would compile it all in one book so that people could, you know, really use it as a resource. My books are more like encyclopedias of health than they are really like reading a novel, so you can use it as a resource, and it will have all kinds of great health and nutrition information that you can reference, as well as I'm a gourmet chef, so I put in a lot of my children's favorite recipes, a lot of my favorite recipes for raising them and making their own baby food and things like that. And then in the back, I put a lot of resources so people can find the ingredients or find different things that they might be looking for.
Well, this book is incredibly well written. Tell me about the writing process for the book.
Well, I've been researching health and nutrition for 27 years, and I've studied gourmet cooking since college when I studied at Cordon Bleu in London. And so, you know, basically what I've done is compile a lot of my research and experiences in raising kids and cooking and making healthful meals. And when I started doing this, I was actually very unhealthy. I was on the verge of diabetes. I had acid reflux. I had been battling acute anemia since I was 2. And when my father had a heart attack when I was in college, he survived it. But then he died of cancer when my son was 1. So I had decided I was going to try a new approach to healing myself and raising my children in a healthy way. And so I decided to, you know, go organic. I started to use more whole, real food, and really just started switching out ingredients in a lot of my recipes and trying a new approach to health and wellness than I had been previously doing.
Nancy Addison with us today here on the program. Fantastic, fantastic guest. And this book is, like I mentioned earlier, it's incredibly well written. You did a lot of research. What's the overall theme of this great book?
The great theme of my book is really that children, more than anything, need unconditional love. They want to see your eyes light up when they walk in the room. And, you know, when they have that, they can carry that with them the rest of their lives, and they don't really need to go, you know, find that acceptance anywhere, like in another tribe, like, you know, being in a group of, you know, drug people or alcohol or you know, motorcycle gang or anything like that, that they, it gives them the strength to be really secure in themselves. And being an all-level, all-lifetime certification teacher in Texas, I have had a lot of experience teaching kids, especially children with learning differences, because that was where I taught school. And I also taught at the Lighthouse for the Blind pottery class. And I share a lot of my knowledge that and experiences that I found with them and put that into raising my kids. And then also I think quality of food is paramount. And for children, it's more important because their organs are still forming. So what they're eating is what becomes their blood and their cells and their tissue. And so it's actually more critical what we feed our children than what we might think.
Well, speaking of that, we've got Nancy Addison with us today here on the program. What are some of your thoughts on Halloween coming up? Because I know that there's going to be a lot of kids out there trick or treating and doing all sorts of things with the Halloween festivities. Where do you come down on Halloween candy and sweets and things surrounding Halloween?
I love Halloween just as much as the next person, and you know, it's fun to dress up in costumes and things like that. But, you know, sugar is usually the treat of choice, but it can be harmful to our health. And since we want to set a good example for our children, I've found some wonderful alternatives that are enjoyable and entertaining. And you can, you know, instead of passing out the normal sugary treats, you can substitute things like stickers or crayons or bubbles, kaleidoscopes, Slinkies, yo-yos, you know, hacky sacks or funny glasses, things that, you know, aren't going to harm their health. And you could even pass out toothbrushes, you know. But, you know, according to research from Yale University, you know, a sugar can shut down a person's immune system for up to 5 hours. And so they say that, you know, children should only get 3 to 4 teaspoons of sugar a day. Well, you know, if it can shut down your immune system for 5 hours, you know, we need to really recognize that, you know, it's getting close to winter. We're enclosed more. They're at school. They're around a lot of kids with, you know, who might have germs or things. And so you want to protect their immune system and really kind of support them in, you know, providing healthier food that, you know, will support their immune system instead of shutting it down. So, you know, maybe during the holiday season, especially at Halloween, you know, you can play fun music or bob for apples or make jack-o'-lanterns, maybe bake pumpkin bread or something like that. And just kind of set an example for your kids that you can do healthier things instead of just doing the normal sugary desserts and treats that are so much in abundance at this time of year.
It is Nancy Addison. She joins us today here on the broadcast. She's a fantastic, fantastic guest, and she has this incredible book out. Now, with this book, Was there anything in the book that when you got it finished that you wanted to take out or that you wanted to include in the book, or was there any major changes to the book?
You know, one of my things that when I'm working on my books is I always keep wanting to add more and more to it, and my editor always keeps telling me, Nancy, you got to stop. You're never going to get your book published. And, you know, I could be, you know, adding and adding more chapters to it for the next 10 years. But, you know, I just, so much of it, I just put my heart into this. I think I covered a pretty large gamut here. And, you know, I just really I want to just emphasize the fact that, you know, kids want to spend time with you and they want to stay connected. And when we can just really be present when they're there and really listen to them, I think that really makes a magical connection and really makes your child feel truly loved and accepted and a very important part of your life. And so I think that would be, you know, I suppose one of my main messages throughout my book.
Yes, go ahead. I didn't mean to. Yes.
As far as food is concerned, you know, there are a lot of healthy things that, you know, you can give your kids for snacks. And even at Halloween, you know, like if you wanted to pass out food that wasn't, you know, like sugary things, you could pass out, you know, little packs of trail mixes or raisins or even popcorn packets or nut butter crackers or something. And, you know, a lot of my suggestions are really very easy and very inexpensive and can really, you know, make a huge difference in your child's health and your health too.
It is Nancy Addison. We're going to take a quick timeout here, quick little commercial timeout. When we come back, we'll chat a little bit more with Nancy. Stay tuned.
We reduces airborne contaminants and mold spore exposure by as much as 99%. Vote for Midwest Aerobiology Labs today. Help them win a $150,000 grant from the Chase Bank. Check out our Facebook page right now for more details. Check it out today. Facebook.com/TheJiggyJaguar or go to missionmainstreetgrants.com/business/detail/65601.
Nancy Addison with us today here on the broadcast. She is a fantastic author. She's got an incredible book out. It's available on Amazon and also most major book retailers. It's called Raising Healthy Children, Health and Nutrition, Information, Recipes, and Resources. And she's with us today here on the program. Now, Nancy, this book has a lot of information, and I know that you've written a lot of great books in the past. Is there a particular writing style that you adhere to?
Oh, I write very conversationally, like I'm talking to my best friend. And I think that's one of the things people really like about my books is I make it understandable for, you know, anybody to kind of capture what I'm talking about, because, you know, so many times you listen to a nutrition expert or somebody talking about something and you feel like you have to get out a medical dictionary or your calculator and try to figure out, you know, all what they're talking about. And I'm able to take very complex information and put it in very easy to understand terminology that, you know, you can get it. You know, one day I was talking to somebody about gluten and celiac, and everybody, you know, you see gluten-free everywhere. And, you know, she was listening to me talk, and she goes, oh, my gosh, you know, I've heard all this about gluten and gluten-free for the last 4 years, and I finally understand it. And so, you know, I feel like part of, you know, the thing that people love about my book so much is that, you know, they finally can understand, you know, what is a healthier sugar, what is a healthier fat, and why. I think so much of the time, if we actually learn the fact about it and we understand that, then, you know, we're able to really take control of our health and make those better choices at the grocery store or at, you know, the restaurant. And, you know, it may not always be the perfect choices to make, but you can make a more educated decision on which is a better choice for you. And, you know, one of my specialties is working with people with heart disease or diabetes or weight problems and even cancer. And so I work a lot with a healing diet, a diet that, you know, really supports your immune system and helps your body heal and get healthier. So, you know, so much of my book is really just sharing that information with others so that, you know, they can transform their life and live a healthier, happier lifestyle.
Nancy Addison with us today here on the broadcast. She joins us live talking about her incredible book, Raising Healthy Children. What do you want readers to take away from your writing?
So much of it I want people to take away from is that quality of your food's very important, and that, you know, sometimes it's how you eat, not necessarily what you eat, that's also important. You know, I think in America today, we think of food as fuel, and we don't really sit down and enjoy it. And a lot of what we eat is paramount to how we eat it. And we actually start digesting our food in our mouth. And, you know, we eat on the run, we eat in our car, we're getting food through our car window, and, you know, it's not really conducive to good digestion. And a lot of our health depends on digesting our food really well and properly and having a really healthy intestinal tract. And a lot of what I talk about in my books is, you know, really kind of taking those baby steps to create a healthier way to live your life, as well as, you know, what you eat. But, you know, I give guidelines to, you know, how you can do things a little differently that could make, you know, huge differences in your health. I was sitting talking this one day with this lady who was eating a salad, and she was drinking a iced tea with her meal, which is, you know, very normal. And, you know, she was telling me about, you know, her health problems and her weight problems. And she's an old friend of mine, but she hadn't asked my advice. And I was looking at what she was eating, and, you know, the iced tea, drinking something cold actually shocks your body, and it will shut down your digestive process for about an hour and a half. So she's, first of all, shut down her digestive system for an hour and a half, and then she's drinking a lot of water, so she's not chewing up her food. I'm noticing that she's talking, but she's not really chewing up her food, and so she's swallowing it pretty much in whole form. And even though she's eating a really healthy salad, she's watering down her digestive enzymes so that she's not going to be able to digest her food very well, and she's going to shut down her digestive system for about an hour and a half. So, you know, just, you know, learning to not wash down your food when you eat and to sit and slowly chew up your food and enjoy it. You know, like the French, you know, the French have it, their food as an experience, and, you know, it's a joyful celebration. And I feel like, it, you know, if we could do that a little more here and not, you know, be racing through our meals quite so much and really enjoy chewing our food, which is, you know, something that, you know, really is one of the nice things about eating is chewing our food. And so, you know, it's just sometimes it's just little things that can make a world of difference in someone's life, is, you know, just little tips like that can really help.
Nancy Addison with us today here on the program. Nancy, what's next for you as an author, and how can fans reach out to you?
Oh, thank you. Well, I've got my two other books that I feel are very good books, How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian. Even though people, they may not want to be a vegetarian, if they add more plant-based foods to their diet, they can be healthier. And Alive and Cooking, which is a book that is for older adults and people taking care of elderly parents. My new book coming out in the spring is on the healing diet, and it's for anyone who has some health opportunities that they're working through and wanting to heal from that. So that will be addressed in that book, and I'm going to be sharing a few of my tips and recipes from when I worked with Larry Hagman when he had throat cancer, and I was his chef and nutritionist when he was doing that.
Nancy Addison with us today. Nancy, when that book is released, let me know, and we'll get you back on the program.
Thank you. That would be wonderful. I'd enjoy that very much.
I appreciate it. It's Nancy Addison. We're going to let her go for today. Thanks for being with us, Nancy. And when we come back, we're going to chat with Ben Barrick coming up here on the world-famous Cheeky Jaguar radio program.